Good morning and shalom. We continue to study on the main theme of our year 2025 that we are supposed to be decorating our crowns that we are going to receive when Jesus Christ comes. This is normally called at the judgment seat of Christ. In Hebrew, they call it Bema seat. Seat Greek, actually. Bema seat. Or the victor's seat. Now, this crown, we will receive it because of soul winning. Because we have been able to engage and believe unbelievers to come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And this year, in this beginning part of the year, we have been using the book of John to understand the dynamics, the truths. Today we are in chapter number 5, and we are in section 3, part 3 of chapter number 5. And we want to understand how Jesus proved that he was God. It is called the self-claim that the Son of Man, the Son of God, is equal to God. Dear people, today we have more than 10,000 types or kinds of religions, according to Webster. But according to some other sources, they talk about more than 4,000 different religious groups. Whether 10,000 or 4,000, these are too many. All the 4,000 religious groups are born based on their knowledge of God, on their knowledge of God who became man, and particularly Jesus Christ. And one of the questions they keep asking is the question that we find in this book of John. Who is the man? Who is the man who told you to carry your bed on Sabbath? Now, I want you to hear that question. Who is the man? That question is actually asking or demanding to know the authority of the person who had given this man permission to carry his bed on Sabbath. They want to know the person or the characteristic of this person. They want to know the power of this person. They want to know some qualities. They want to be told, to be given enough proof to know who this person was. And today, Jesus is going to spell out five lessons or five claims that he is God in the conversation with these people. But let's go a little back so that we can understand the context. Let's connect with yesterday's. We discovered that Jesus meets a man who was in Bethlehem, the house of mercy, in the city of peace. But while he is in this city of peace and in the house of mercy, he remained for 38 years and did not connect to this mercy. Yesterday, we discovered the lessons. How this man said, "I do not have anyone. Every time I try, there are times that the angel of the Lord comes and touch the water, And anyone who goes first, they're healed. I'm left. I do not have a man. But anyhow, Jesus touched the man and said, stand up, wake up, and walk. Carry your bed and walk. Now this man woke up, stood up. And you see, the command of Jesus carry the ability to follow it. Every time God gives you an impossibility, he speaks to you of an impossible command, impossible instruction. I want you to believe that in that statement, it has the power to fulfill it. You know, some of us might be going through very difficult lifestyle today in terms of sicknesses. And you hear the word of God that you want to believe. Let me encourage you even as we continue. If you take that word by itself, you take the command of Jesus by itself, that command will carry, but it will carry itself the ability to fruition, to make it come true. So the man woke up and stood, and he carried the bed. And it was on a Sabbath. He started walking. Then he encountered some people who asked him, who told you to carry the bed on a Sabbath? It's not acceptable. It's not allowed. Now, I want you to listen to this man. He said, I do not know the man who told me. But the one who told me to carry the bed, but there was a man who told me to carry the bed because Jesus had disappeared. Then much later, Jesus met this man in the temple and said, see to it that you are well. Do not sin again. Stop sinning, or something bad would come to you. What is something bad? Something bad other than sickness would be spiritual death. Don't stop sinning. So Jesus introduced this man to himself. And so this man went back and told the Pharisees, it is Jesus, son of Nazareth, who told me this. Dear people, at that particular juncture, even before we look at the five reasons Jesus gave, is we are introduced into four categories of people whom Jesus needs to explain who he is. Let me give you this category. Category number four. Let me start from there. Category number four. There are those who know who Jesus was. They could have even have heard about it, but they intentionally and deliberately object and refuse to believe. This is the type of the Pharisees. They had known about it. They have heard Jesus who had changed the water into wine. They had known how Jesus had changed, you know, the Pharisee, the Samaritan man. They had heard Jesus was baptizing. They had seen the miracles that Jesus had done in Jerusalem. They had seen Jesus healing even of the official, of the Roman official. They have heard about it, but they deliberately refuse to believe. That is in the extreme category number four that we need to explain who Jesus is. And Jesus will take the next, or the book of John, to explain to them. These people are actually the persecutors. They object and they are ready to fight and refuse, and even to fight that information. These are the objectors and their persecutors. They know they cannot object what they have not known. All the persecutors must fight.